Erevin, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov. We're now moving on to a different topic, and that is how to set up a Shituf Mavois, as well as really the Pratim of Eruv Chatzeres, how the Eruv is made, what it's made out of. All we know till now is that the Eruv Chatzeres is made out of Pas. We know about the fact that you have to be Mishatev, different chatzeros to be able to have one joint place to carry in a mavoi. And we've discussed that the shittuf mavois does not have to be with pas, it could be with any maichel, kemavur in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Gimel. Another chilik that should be pointed out is that heyois by an eruv chatzeres, the point is to be ma'ariv in the chotz of the different batim, the eruv has to be placed over Shabbos in one of the batim, because it has to define that bias as making a mokum mishutev of bayis. Masha'en came by being mishatev chatzeros, you're not putting together the batim, you're putting together the chatzeros. The Erev does not have to be in a bayis. It also, however, is not allowed to be in the movi proper. A movi is not a mokum mishumer. But a chotzer, remember that in a chotzer they had kelim, they had the equivalent of today's refrigerators. There was some place to put it, but it doesn't have to be in one of the batim. It has to be only in one of the chatzeros. And now the Mishnah is going to teach us how one makes the Eruv shaykh to everybody. That means like this. The Pashto says everybody comes with their contribution. How much and how much bread it has to be, that we'll see in the next Mishnah. But let's say, theoretically, everybody comes with their slice of bread. We'll just call that L'Sabes Oizen. Everybody comes with their slice of bread, they all make it into one Eruv. How does that turn into one joint possession? More than that, the Mishnah over here is Mechadosh HaChidosh. You don't need everybody to bring. You can put down a chovis. Chovis, by the way, the reason why it's used is because when we're talking about mishtatvim b'movoi, you're not necessarily talking about pas, you're talking about yayin. So meniach sachovis is generally where you store wine. Voimer, one person, one member over here of the committee, could take the chovis. Voimer, harezu l'chol b'nei ha'movoi. I'm being zoiche for all the b'nei ha'movoi. And with that, it becomes the joint possession of everybody. That means you can do what's called zochin la'odim shaloi b'fonov, which means if I see something on the street, I'm giving one case, and I don't want it for myself, but I know somebody else would like such an item, and something that that's hefker, I can pick it up. It doesn't have to be a metziah, hefker. I can pick it up for somebody else. Zochin la'odim shaloi b'fonov. Over here as well. Now, if it's my wine, I can't be zeicher for everybody because that's one hand putting it into the other hand. You need somebody who doesn't own the chayfetz to pick it up for everybody. Who's that somebody who can be zeicher from me? Let's say I'm the nadvun. I'm the generous person that wants to give a chavis yayin. Again, we'll see how much wine actually has to be there. But I want to give the chavis yayin on behalf of all of the b'nei mavui. All the chatzeros, all the members of each chatzer, I want to be zeich for everybody. I can't pick it up myself because since it's mine, I'm keeping it in my rishus. It has to be brought into somebody else's rishus, which is the basic idea of making a kinyan. So what I have to do is I have to give it to somebody who can make a kinyan on all those people's behalf. Who's that? Shteit on the Mishnah, mezakelen al yidei b'noi ubiter hagdoilim. B'noi ubiter hagdoilim can make a kinyan. The reason why it has to be a godel is because a cotton's ma'ase kinyan is not a ma'ase kinyan. And therefore, they can't be zeicher for the other, for all the members of the Bavli. B'noi ubiter hagdoilim can. Val yidei avdoi v'shivchosoi ho'ivrim. Val yidei ishtei. Clearly, which we'll have to discuss every detail. B'noi ubiter hagdoilim means lafuke, b'noi ubiter haktanim. Avdoi v'shivchosoi ho'ivrim means lafuke, avdoi v'shivchosoi haktanim. Val yidei ishtei, she also has. Aval enim mizake, this is the lafuke. Loya ide b'nai ubite aktanim, loya ide avdiv shivchose aknanim, b'nai shi yodon ki yodoi. Mishnah says an interesting nusk over here. Yodon ki yodoi. We explained b'nai ubite haktanim because they don't have a maisa kinyan. That would be the poshta hezba. Their maisa kinyan is not a maisa kinyan. Avdiv shivchose ho ivrim or avdiv shivchose aknanim, we're talking about gedolim. We're talking about 30, 40 year old avodim. Everybody can make a kinyan. But the problem is that since Mashakona Evid Kona Raboy, anything that an Evid is Kona, if an Evid Knani finds something on the street, he picks it up, it belongs to the Rabba. Yodoy Kiyad Raboy. So Mameli can't be kind of for somebody else. His Yad Lekinyan, when he's bringing it into his possession, he's really bringing it into the master's possession. An Eved Ivri certainly has an independent sense of possession. He's Meshubet to his Adon, he has to work for his Adon, but there's an independent Yad as well. And therefore, he can be kind of for somebody else. Ishtay also. There is a certain amount of Yad Ishuk Yad Bailo, but in this sense of doing a Maisa Kinyan, she certainly has an independent Yad. Why does the Mishnah need this Hezbo for Bnoi Ubite Haktanim? We'll see him yet, Sasha. The same type of discussion, we'll go a little bit into the Oimik of the Sugya, is had in Bav Metzia, in the first parak. There's a Mishnah, Metzia's Bnoi Ubite Haktanim Areilu Shaloi. Metzia's Bnoi Ubite Hakdoilim Areilu Shalohen. A Gadol picks it up, he's kind of for himself. A Koton picks it up, he's kind of for the father. And this is very difficult. L'chera, cotton, how can he pick it up for the father? He doesn't have a koyach to be kind of. Like any other thing, a cotton can't make a kinyan, he can't make a chalois kinyan with his hagbo. What is benoi haktanim harila shaloi? So the Gemara is mefarish b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, a famous klal. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, daf yud beis amud beis. Loi godl, godl, mamish, v'loi cotton, cotton, mamish. The word godl and cotton means Godel is Misha She'enei Semech al Shulchan Aviv. Financially, he's being supported by himself. He's independent. And Koton is somebody who's Semech al Shulchan Aviv. So in this sense, when we read in the Mishnah the words Umzakel Anal Yivnei B'noi Ubitei HaGdoilev and not B'noi Ubitei HaKtanim, L'chor the Hezber is that B'noi Ubitei HaKtanim is a Takona D'Rabbon, the Gemara says, that children that are being supported by their parents, it doesn't make them tell how old they are, by the way. So Chazal will misaken that everything he picks up yodoi is automatically the yad of Aviv, who's supporting him. So that's why the Mishnah sees Benoyu Bitoy Hagtanim, which means a bar mitzvah boy. It's his 14-year-old son, but his father is totally supporting him, as is the case. Kemat always bizman hazeh. So then the halach is neshi yodon ki yodoi. Financially, when he's koine for the father. He has a yad lekinyan, but he has a yad to be koine for the father. So that would be the Pshat in the Mishnah. Now what's interesting is the Chayra, there's a Machloikis in the Gemara, but that's the way we pass in Hilchas Metziah. The Rambam in Hilchas Metziah, Taka brings it that way. This is in Hilchas Metziah, Perek Yud Zayin of Hilchas Metziah is in Hilchas Gzeilo Metziah. In Hilchas Erevin, the very beginning of Hilchas Erevin, describing how to do an Erev, the Rambam brings the Mishnah of Benoi Bita Aktanu Vagdolim. The Rambam does not bring that Bnoi Ubitei Haktanim means Samech al Shulchan Aviv. Tosfos and the Rosh clearly in both sugyas, both in Erevin and Bava Metzia, learn that the sugyas are synonymous. The Rif, as well as the Rambam, are learning that even though Rabbi Yochanan has that halacha, that chiddush in Bava Metzia, but in Erevin, Gedolim and Ktanim means Kipshutoi. The truth of the matter is that the Beis Yosef brings in the Yerushalmi is Mefurish that way. The Lagabi Erev Moide Rabbi Yochanan to the other Amoru who happens to be Shmuel in the case of Bava Metzia, in Erev he holds that Benoy Bite HaGdoilim could be kind of the Erev for others, even if they're Samachal Shulchan Avim and they don't have an independent Yad Lekinyan. It's enough. Erev in Ekilu, it's only a Kinyan, the Rabbonon, it's enough. Lamaisa, the way the Pesach can Paskin, is to be Chesh for both Shittas. If you want to be Cheshish both for the Shitta, the Rambam, and the Rif, and also for Tosfos and the Rosh, what's going to come out is that according to the Rambam, Ben Koton means, say, under Bar Mitzvah, Kipshutoi, even if he's financially independent, cannot be kind of the Erev for others, because that's the simple reading of the Mishnah here. If you go like Tesis and the Rosh, which a Koton means, Samach al Shulchanoi, is Benoi HaSamach al Shulchanoi, cannot be Zoiche for others. You have to give it, i.e., you have to give, if you want to be Yitzhak about Shittas, to be Zoiche for others, and this is the way it's done mostly. We don't have a contribution when we're making a Eruv Chatzeris Shittufim Avois. One person is the responsible party, the Rav, the Gabbai, the whatever it is in town. What he does is he makes the Kenyan and he's Zoiche in the Matzis, let's say, by Eruv Chatzeris for everybody. Somebody has to be Zoiche from him for everybody else. It shouldn't be not Benoi HaKotan under 13, it shouldn't be Benoi HaGodl Usamech Al Shulchan Aviv. It should be somebody else or a Ben who's financially independent. By the way, just in parentheses, this is above Metzia Dika Ksubas Dika detail. What we mentioned before, that a Ben Koton, if he's financially independent, mitziyosei shaloi, if he's financially independent, he does have a yad, that's only by a ben. A bas who's financially independent, lamaisa the teru is mezaka maisa that her father. Sugis harukas in Kedushin and Ksuba, we learn out that a girl who's a naira or a ktana, mitziyosa maisa yodea leovia. That's just as an aside. A word of explanation about Ishte is also in order. Over here in the Mishnah is Mefurish, that Ishte has a Yad Lekinyan, she's not like an Eved Kenani. Now we know that Mashakona Isha Kona Bailo. What's the context of that? The Gemara in Ksubis, in a bunch of different sugis, Barichus, that Mashakona Isha Kona Bailo, let's say a woman picks up a Mitzvah, goes to her husband. Why? It's like Kona of Chazal, since he's supporting her. Now we have Mefurish in the Gemara that a woman who's financially independent, what's called Beloshna Gemara, she makes up with her husband, Eini Nizoinis, Veini Oisa, Ani Oisa Bishali, Veini Nizoinis Mishalko. She's assuming financial independence. Via the halacha is that we don't say Mitzi Osa Shaloi. So now, if we go back to the discussion we just had about Ketanim, if we say that the Gedorim of being Zoichal Yidea Acherim has to do with who has a Yad that's independent to the one who's being Mezakeh, which is what we said, if you say that the sugi above Metzia and the sugi in Erevin are synonymous, then the Isha also, if her Yad in a Metzia, in being kind, will go to her husband, then you have a problem. She can't be the one. You'll have to say the Mishnah is talking about a woman who's financially independent. Others tiny note. And this is the Shita, the Rambam, the Rif, again, that same Shita, that Erev and Metzia do not have the same din. As can zayin that a woman, even if she's being supported by her husband and mitziyoso shaloi, over here she can be zoich in the eruv for others, he can be mezake al yidei her. Why? Because a woman betzim does have a yad. So mamela, if she betzim does have a yad, that's the only criteria. It's important to point out that a woman having a yad, let's say somebody gives her a matona, al menas she'ein lebaylech rishus in this matona. Somebody gives her, a family member from her side, gives her a piece of jewelry or even a cash present. Al menasta, your husband has no rishus over this. It remains completely hers. It's only bestomious when she brings something into the marital pocket, it becomes his. But she can definitely own something independently. She has a yad, she's not nevet knani. This is very important. Binegeya, Yerusha, when you'll have one of the sons, let's say, if he wants to insist on the Yerusha being divided, lefi dine teira, see, he says he owns everything in the house, including the silver. And a woman knows that some of the silver, jewelry, etc. in the house, or some of the assets were given to her, hamanas, that they don't belong to her husband. That she has the right to it. It's not part of the husband's estate. Another point that has to be mentioned over here in the Mishnah is when we say menich zachovis va'imer, it sounds like the whole thing is just having the chovis and making a verbal statement. You need a ma'aseh kinyan. What's that ma'aseh kinyan? The Gemara says clearly over here that the one who's being zoiche la'acherim has to pick up the chovis from the ground or tefach. Why is that? If it's on the ground, there's no ma'aseh hagbo. So the hagbo has to be from the ground. You have to pick it up at tefach. There are rishonim that argue that this sheer tefach is not across the board. What we just said is that the sheer hagbo is a tefach. They hold that the sheer hagbo, you have to take it off the ground ba'ifin, that it's not mechubit to the ground, it's not lovud. The shear of that, by the way, is gimel tvochin. The hagbo, you look at cheshem mishpah, simukuf tzadiches, hagbo, from the ground, on a chef, it's a metzia, you find a chavis of yayin that's hefki, pick it up three tvochim. Even if it's heavy, three tvochim, not one. Over here by Eruv, they were mekel, again, they were mekel in the kinyonim of an Eruv, like we just said, legabi the gidre, kotne, and godlo. However, this idea that you have to pick up the thing from the ground is only because it's on the ground. What happens if it's a bag of bread or a bag of matzah, a box of matzah, and you want to take a box of matzah and you want to be mezakeh to all residents of the chotzer by loosening the matzah in order to make a ruvich hatzeres on their behalf? So you hand it to somebody else who's standing there. He's like, he doesn't have to pick it up in his hand. It's off the ground. Hagbog means it's being held in my rishus. If it's being held by me off the ground, it's only if it's on the ground, it's not held by me. But if I'm holding it in the air, I don't have to pick it up. The Elam doesn't know this so well from these halachas. This one place where this is very much in the public view. Everybody sees by a chuppah, before a chuppah, when they do a kinyan suder, or let's say by mechiras chametz, when you go into the rov. So that he hands you a pen, make a kinyan that he has a right to sell the chametz for you. Most people, meaning Yisrael, is to pick up the pen to a height of Gimel Dal Tvachim. The Shemru says, based on the idea that we just said, in the Sivis, in Sivu Kuv Tzadiches, you don't have to pick it up. Since the pen is not on the ground, it has to be in your hand, and it has to be in your Rishus. It is. You don't have to pick it up and wave it. That's most people do it because it's not Mufurish and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch just says, you have to pick it up. But in actuality, the psak of Kemat all the Achronim is like this Chiddush, that you don't have to pick it up off the ground if it's off the ground. You don't have to pick it up, Gimel Dal Tvachim, if it's off the ground anyways. Only when it's on the ground. Mishnah Zayin. We were learning before about this being Zoicha for everybody else in the Chatz, and that you're allowed to do without asking them permission. It's a pure Schiyah. The same way, if you want to pick up a wallet for somebody, you want to be Zoicha in a Sefer that's Hefker, why not? It's a Schus for somebody to own a Sefer. Somebody, it's a Schus for somebody to have a wallet. So merely you're allowed to be kind of without asking, even though normally shlichus, you obviously have to be appointed by the person. Schia works mitam shlichus without an appointment. That's the chiddush of the Torah. Over here we have a case where it's not 100% clear, and the parameters of whether you can be zoicha for others are subject to the details that we're going to have in the Mishnah in front of us. There's a certain amount of food which we'll learn in Yitzhak Hashem, the next Mishnah, how much food has to be mazon liyud ches anashim. A certain amount of food has to be set aside for all the residents of the Chatzah, or all the residents of the Chatzei Rois in the Shetufim of Ois. Let's say that amount of Eichel was Nismayt, you need to add more. Moisif u'mezaka. You have the food there. It's just a matter, a certain amount was nibbled away at. Mice, spoilage, etc. Moisif u'mezaka. You moisif food, you mezaka. There's no reason to tell him. There's no reason to tell anybody over here. I mean, you didn't have to tell them lechatchila, lechor tzedov poshut, that you don't have to be my dear them over here. So the Gemara understands this case is interesting. This is not the regular case where you're being zoicha for all the members of the chotzer, where it's a no-brainer. We have over here somebody, one of the residents of the chotzer, one of the batim, he's open batim, he has another entrance to his house, he's open to another chotzer, which is shared with a completely different crowd. As Ken said, he doesn't want to be ma'arv with this chotzer. He wants to be ma'arv with the other chotzer. So it's not an automatic no-brainer that it's a schus. But since he was over here maskim to be part of that eruv, so then when it's nisma to'ichel, you could be zoiche for him without asking his permission. The assumption is that kirtzoinei oz kach ritzoinei hayoim, and he's going to go weiter with this eruv. Now, nismayet, it means nismayet. If all the food is gone, then you can't make any assumptions. No. He was ma'arav with this food. He was maskim to be mishutofim with them, with that type of food. But if the whole original thing is gone, we don't look at what you're doing when you're ma'isav eichel as a continuity to what was done before. Nitoisvu aleihem. Let's say new residents moved in. You made an eruv last Shabbos. New residents moved in this week. Baruch Hashem, new Yiddish Shechenim. Ma'isav u'mezakeh. You could be moisif, you have to be moisif for them, but you don't even have to ask their permission. You can be mezakeh for them. V'tzarech lo'idia. And over here as well, you have to say it's talking about where they have a Pesach l'shnei chatzeres, because if there was only one chatzer, it's a no-brainer. Why shouldn't it be a schus for them to be nishtativ, me'uruv, with the other members of the chatzer? So evidently, he has another way out. He can be part of the next chatzer. He doesn't want to necessarily be part of this chatzer. So over here, tzarech lo'idia, that you're being mezakeh.